Hello. Hello, world. Hey, how you doing? It is Friday. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. Please do me a favor. Share this video. You know, I ask it all the time. Just for those of you that's never heard me ask before, and I'm asking nicely now, please share this video. And if you're listening on the audio podcast, please share the audio podcast. And for those of you that I do have an audio podcast, simply go to uaf.media, and scroll down to the bottom and click on Podbean. I go live on Podbean as well. So if you want to just listen in and you don't have time to watch it, by all means, please do that. Subscribe to my podcast. I greatly appreciate it. Okay, so I do have a few things that I want to share with you today, or tonight rather, and it's all as usual. The world is still crazy, and hold on, give me 1 second here. It's always something. All right, there we go. Okay, so one of the things I've been talking about constantly is how they want to change what it is to be a Christian, what they want to change, you know, what was up is now down, and what was down is up. What was once evil is now good, and what was once good is now considered evil. And we're seeing it grow in that direction. This was happening in our lives today. Many people said that they thought they would never see this happen in our lifetime. And a lot of people were saying, oh, this, the stuff that we're seeing happening today wouldn't take place for another 60, maybe 100 years. We wouldn't see what we're seeing now until 60 years from now. Well, it's happening now. And it's happening in such an alarming rate. And it's really interesting how people, what is it? Let me just go to, I know it's an evil thing, but why are they lying so much? And are they completely just gone? Is that what it is? Are they just completely gone to where they don't realize that we know that they're lying to us? And they are, when they find out and we question them about their lying, in their minds that you don't believe that I'm telling you the lie, and it just goes on telling the truth, right? I mean, what is going on here? And for me, again, I always refer back to the time and the season that we're in, and I truly believe that we're living in the last days. Biblical events are unfolding, and it's unfolding more and more at an alarming rate. Let me tell you something. I went to an event this past Wednesday, and when I was at the event, it was here at the Capitol here in Texas, and I'm at this event, and we're at this table because they provided lunch for it. And I sat down, and this couple sat down next to me. And it was really interesting. And, you know, I didn't even know if I was going to talk about this story, but since I brought it up now, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. The reason why I bring it up is because so many people believe that they have all the answers. They know exactly what's going on, and they'll tell you what to believe, right? They'll tell you what to believe. And it's like, well, I'm going to believe the Bible more than what you're telling me. And I encourage everyone, you read your Bible, trust God's word. Well, anyways, we're sitting there eating and we're having a conversation. And the couple that I'm sitting to, the lady says that, well, Jesus has already come. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, Jesus already come. There's nothing else that needs to happen. All we're doing is waiting now. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, all of these events that are taking place, and you're telling me that Jesus has come already. And she goes, yes. So you know what I did? And I'm going to read it to you. Because when she said that, I said, well, what about what it says in 2 Thessalonians? And she goes, what do you mean? She said, we only need to stick about what it says in Revelations. I said, well, you're going to disregard the entire Bible? Is that what you're doing? And there's a reason why I'm doing this, because listen, people, the people lie all the time, all day long. especially in the media. They lie to everybody. They want everyone to believe certain things. They're trying to push a certain agenda. But if you go to 2 Thessalonians, and this lady was telling me that Jesus has already come. And when I was reading, when I've read this in 2 Thessalonians before, and I was thinking like, okay, who would actually say that Jesus has already come, right? Who would say that? Well, I met someone this week who actually said it. So then I read to her what it says in 2 Thessalonians. It said, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our, you and I, being gathered unto him. We ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, reporting, or letter supposedly have come from us saying that day of the Lord has already come. It says it right here. And she was just like looking at me. I mean, apparently she's never read it. Right. And she just looking at me and she's wanting to argue. And she's wanting to argue. So you look, you're not arguing with me. You're arguing with the word. I mean, this is what it says. Then listen to this part here. And after that, it says, don't let anyone. And see, this is what she was trying to do. And it says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man of doom, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming to be God. I read that to her and she go, well, I really don't believe it. And I'm like, okay, you don't have to believe it. It's that's something that you have to go deal with. It's not, again, you're not arguing with me. You're arguing with the word. It says it right there in black and white. And it's just the reason why I say that, because so many people today, they're drumming up stuff and they're literally lying about stuff, constantly lying. To give you an example, let me go to this first one here. To give you an example, this first one that I have for you is that this was on MSDNC, and they're literally saying that Jesus supported abortion, or Jesus didn't say anything against abortion, simply because it wasn't in red letters. So because it wasn't in red letters, Jesus talking about abortion, they're saying that Jesus wouldn't be against abortion. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus didn't say anything about pedophilia either. Are you saying that is okay? Jesus didn't say anything about bestiality. Is that okay? It's not okay. Jesus didn't have to say these sinful acts, these sinful things. He didn't have to say anything about it because it's already on the heart of men. He came here to fulfill the Bible, right? He came here to fulfill the word, right? So people, they take it and they twist it. This is so remarkable to me. When they actually heard this, and I said, I can't believe he's actually sitting there saying this. And then they want to change. They want to change what it is to be a Christian. They want to change the definition of everything. That's part of the reason why they want to remove all the statues that reminds us of what they did to black people, right? All these Confederate statues with the Democrats, they want to remove all of that. So then that way, people like me don't know any better will fall right back into that trap with the Democrats. I'm not going to do it. I want those statues to remain. But listen to this. Listen to this as he describes how Jesus didn't talk about abortion as if it's a good thing.
Just say, as a Southern Baptist that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion, never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy.
Are you hearing this? He's literally saying that people are perverting the Bible. At what point did the Ten Commandments get removed from the Bible? If I'm not mistaken, and I know that I'm not, thou shalt not kill is part of the Ten Commandments, which is in the Bible. Is he suggesting that killing the unborn child is not killing? They're still killing something. Regardless if they say that it's not human or not, they're still killing something. They're ending the life of something, even if it's just cells. If they found those same cells, those same clump of cells, how they refer to it, if they found those same clump of cells on Mars, they would protect it with all cost. But here, they don't want to protect them. But he literally said that people are perverting the Bible because Jesus, not in red, didn't say anything about bestiality, pedophilia, abortion.
Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it.
You hear this? Read the red letters. You won't see it. Did he have to say it? Did he have to say it? Did he have to say, don't shoot somebody with an AR-15 out of anger? Period. Did he have to say it? No, he didn't have to. Did he say don't behead someone in Silicon Valley in the broad daylight? No, he didn't have to. We already know that it's wrong. We already know. But he's actually twisting the Bible. See, this is how I know that we're living in the day. And I'm not saying that people haven't done this in the past. And when I've had the conversation with the people this past Wednesday, they were saying, well, all this stuff has already happened. All this stuff has already happened. This stuff that we're seeing has never happened to the extent that it is right now on the planet. The technology on the planet has never been here. We've never been this close to a one world order. Never in the history of this planet. Never in the history of this planet have we been this close to have a one world currency. It's never been this close.
There. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and breathing hell here on earth. They've also conveniently overlooked the parts.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are only 10-year-old girls getting pregnant and having abortions? Is that what I'm to believe? Okay, let's say we say yes to the 10-year girls, right? Because some of them are brutally raped, right? Right? That happens. That happens on this planet. If we say no to that, can we say no to the other 99%? They don't want to do that. They want to destroy all life. And listen to this. Listen to how stupid he is.
Of the New Testament, where Jesus talks about taking care of the needy, taking care of those who are helpless, who live a hopeless life, because they believe.
You know who he's talking about? A hopeless life. Listen to him. A hopeless life. These are people that have been put in bad situations, that have been trying to do right. Not people who took the responsibility and say, I'll take out a loan and I will pay it back and be lazy and not pay it back. That's not what it's talking about. That's not what it's about. These people are twisting God's word left and right. They don't care. And it's really interesting how he's on here talking about Jesus when the entire left, because if you say that you're a Christian and you voted for the Democrat ticket, you have rejected God as well, because their platform completely rejects God. Everything that they do is about rejecting God. Listen to the rest of this.
These state legislators believe that life begins at fertilization and ends at childbirth.
Who believes it ends at childbirth? Who believes that? You hear, see, this is how ignorant these people are. They're just saying stuff out the side of his neck, trying to get people to believe this nonsense. No one believes that birth ends at child, the child's life ends at childbirth. What he's trying to say is that Republicans don't care about people after they're born, which that is a total lie. That is a total lie. We want them to live. They should all have the opportunity. They all should have a chance. Let me give you another example of someone who's trying to bring God, right, into their midst when they're totally sinful. Mayor Beetlejuice, she lives a sodomy lifestyle. And I'm not saying anybody's perfect, but when you openly, continuously sin, go against God's word, and then you try to say that you read the Bible and everybody else is not going along with the Bible, when you say that you are and you're living openly a sinful lifestyle, that makes you a hypocrite. Listen to what she said about Governor Abbott and Christianity.
This is what our country has been about. We open up our arms and we welcome those who have struggled to find a decent quality of life elsewhere. And the way that we welcome them is not what the governor of Texas is doing. It is absolutely un-American. And I urge him, he professes to be a Christian. This is not the Christianity and the teachings of the Bible that I know.
It's not Christianity or the teachings of the Bible that she knows. And I've been asking this question, so what Bible is she referring to? Is it the Queen James Version? Right? The Queen James, which is a total abomination? Have y'all ever heard of that? So I'm guaranteed that some of y'all have never even heard of that. What are you talking about? The Queen James Version. There's actually a Queen James Version where all this perversion that they want to do is in it. And they try to act like it's the Holy Bible when it's not. It's disgusting. It's repulsive to no end. And she sit there and have the audacity to sit there and say that this is not anything that she's read in the Bible.
He professes to be a Christian. This is not the Christianity and the teachings of the Bible that I know. And I think religious leaders all across the country are standing up and denouncing exactly this.
So what religious leaders is denouncing Abbott having these people have safe travel to Chicago? Who are they? Who are they? Right? Maybe she's talking about like the Methodist Church that is openly, you know, supporting sodomy and saying that God wants people to live in a sinful lifestyle. Maybe that's who she's referring to. I don't know. You tell me. Let's go to somebody else who's been caught lying over and over and over again. And the media at one point used to call him out on his lies. And now all of a sudden they all grow amnesia that the liar was a liar. And who am I talking about? Joe Biden. I want to share something with you. And this is thank you to the RNC research group who put this together. This is what Joe Biden, where the media is actually calling him out for his lies. And all of a sudden, they got this love affair with Joe Biden. Like, Joe Biden can do no wrong, even though he's down in the poll numbers. And now they're starting to say something because he's not helping their party out. The mainstream media, they all work for the DNC. They all work for the DNC. The Communist News Network, MSDNC. Their whole agenda is helping Democrats instead of just reporting the news. Here's a time when they just reported the news. For those of you that haven't seen this, you're going to be in for a surprise.
No credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim. Or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
If he was constantly lying then, why do you think he's all of a sudden telling the truth now? He was lying then, and he's a liar now. Again, making up stuff, thinking that people want to hear it to try to convince people to go a certain way. It's blatant lies. It's just lie after lie after lie. And this is who they are. This is part of the reason why I call them the Democrats, because demons will protect demons. And the liberal mainstream media, they have become so demonic. Even CNN has been caught. Many people, quite a few people, have been caught up in a pedophile ring at CNN. And then they'll get the reports and the story, and they get busted. Then they make the story go away, and they find out, and they fire the people. But these people are all demonic, and you know they know that is going on, because you know they probably having these type of parties. And the only reason why I know about it, because it's been reported on. I've even talked about it. I've even showed where they show the report. But CNN, every time something happens with CNN, they hush it away. I mean, even the producer that was with Chris Cuomo, his producer was caught up. They was the FBI. They did their job. The FBI arrested him for trying to solicit sex with a minor. And he's the producer, right? You can't tell me that they didn't know about it. Let's go to a reliable source of media. And that is with Tucker. Tucker's talking to this young lady who's running for political office, and she happens to be the MAGA Republican. And like I constantly tell y'all, you know how McCarthy, sometimes he's, you know, rhino, sometimes he's not. He's like a flip-flopping rhino. Listen to what this young lady says here about McCarthy. Because not only is she running against the Democrats in her state, but she's also running against the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans, who are running ads against her. And they're trying to discredit her. This is my first time seeing her, and I already like her better than these rhinos. Listen to this.
Why is this race so nasty? What's at stake, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am running in my home seat, New Hampshire's first congressional district, and the Democrats are viciously smearing me with the signs that you just talked about because I stand for strong borders and strong law and order. So apparently I'm a racist. I stand against men competing in female athletics. So apparently to them, I'm a transphobic and a homophobic. That's what the Democrats do. They can't stand on policy or solutions, so they attack you with personal smears. But it's not just the Democrats in this race, Tucker, that are attacking me. It's the Republicans, too. In fact, $5 million of dirty, dark, super PAC money from the Congressional Leadership Fund, Kevin McCarthy, Defending Main Street, have been attacking me and my family with television ads over the last week. And
I mean, look at this. Let me stop it real quick. Look at this. See, they do this every single time. And they're doing this to MAGA Republicans, right? They're doing this to MAGA Republicans. They normally would do it to Republicans, period. But they're really going after MAGA Republicans because the Democrats, they're in a love connection, a love relationship with these Rhino Republicans. right? They love the Rhino Republicans. There's two parties in the on the right right now, the Rhino Republicans and the MAGA Republicans. There is a clear difference. And they actually make this sign to try to get people not to support her, saying that she's racist. And, you know, I've never seen her before. New Hampshire here, never seen it before. But if McCarthy don't like her, I like her. If the Democrats don't like her, I like her. Right? I like her. And you know, they made up this sign. She didn't make it up, but they're doing this trying to smear her. Listen.
And why is that? Voters in New Hampshire are wise, and they know it's because I'm the greatest threat to the establishment in this race. They laughed at me when I got into this thing last summer, and we are now in a dead heat tie with their hand-picked puppet heading into the primary on Tuesday. I will not back down from the attacks from both the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm fighting for the people of my home state and the conservative values that make this the greatest country in the history of the world, God, family, and country, and that's why we're going to win on Tuesday.
She sounds like a MAGA Republican. I like her. She sounds like a MAGA Republican. The establishment don't like her. The Democrats don't like her. I like her because she sounds like a MAGA Republican. I mean, really, there is a clear difference. There's a clear difference. That's why some people are like, Will, McCarthy, he's doing the right thing. Kevin McCarthy is doing the right. No, he's not, actually. Kevin McCarthy showed his colors when he gave Nancy Pelosi authority over the Republican Party, telling Republicans which committee they can be on. Never happened before, to my understanding. Never happened before. Yes, you heard it correctly. McCarthy gave Nancy Pelosi authority over the Republican Party on which Republicans can sit on which committee. He did that. So, and now he wants to be Speaker of the House. What do you think is going to change with him? Do you think he's going to be strong? No, he doesn't want these MAGA Republicans to show up. Just like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, they don't want the MAGA Republicans because the MAGA Republicans is not going to do the same thing that they've been doing. Bend over for the Democrats and stay there until the Democrats say they can come up. It's disgusting what these people have done. Now, I want to play something else for you. It's kind of, you know, interesting. So this gentleman goes on the Communist News Network and they're talking about Mar-a-Lago and the documents that President Trump had, those top secret documents, right? The nuclear codes. You remember that? The nuclear codes. President Trump had nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago, right? No one believed it. Well, the left, they believe anything that the lies that come out from the left anyway. They believe that. But I want y'all to listen to this because it was really interesting how he went on here and he was telling this lady about the documents and what the reason why, if President Trump actually had any documents, why he had them. Listen to this.
I'm not too concerned about the president taking stuff that he was trying to sell. In fact, I don't think that would ever happen. I'm not concerned about these things being the nuclear codes. I know that got a little bit of press early on. I think that's honestly a joke. Nobody really believes these are the nuclear codes. What's the one thing that Donald Trump might take with him or might keep even after he's asked to get him back? It's stuff, for example, that might make him look good, stuff that might clear his name under that Crossfire Hurricane 2016 investigation into his presidential campaign. If he thought it was good for his brand, good for his image, if it exonerated him from what he considers to be and what I consider to be the 2016 Russia hoax, that explains why he might have kept it. It's not stuff that he's going to sell. It's not stuff that benefits other countries. It's stuff that may clear his name or, in his mind, clears his reputation.
You hear this? You hear this? Now, listen what she says here, because now after I saw this video, I started thinking, why would the FBI do this? And what he's talking about, the 2016, President Trump had documents, because he's the president, right? After they spied on him when his campaign in 2016. So President Trump would have access to all of those documents. He would have access to the fake dossier.
Russia.
Remember all of that information? He could have said, go here, get this information for me. Don't tell anybody you're getting it. Just get it for me. Because he's the president, he can do that. Then it dawned on me that the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago because they're looking for documents that will make the FBI look bad, that will expose the corruption in the FBI. Think about it. This video right here made me think that way. Listening to what he's saying, the FBI, not because there's something criminal going on. No, they want to get documents that President Trump possibly have that will make the FBI look bad, that will expose the corruption that they've been doing. That's what, listen to it. Maybe I'm getting something out of it differently than you get out of it. Listen.
So you think he might have taken Crossfire Hurricane documents to try to clear himself in some sort of future political run?
Some sort of future political run?
Not just political. Basically, if you're him, and keep in mind, this is important for people to understand, he doesn't like the FBI. And a lot of Republicans, myself included,
don't like the FBI.
Remember that the FBI gave false information. It's hard to say that they lied because you don't know their mental state, but they did unequivocally give false information to another court, the FISA court, back in 2015-16, when they wanted to spy on the Trump campaign.
Are you hearing this? See, and he's on the Communist News Network saying this, and you know they don't like it. You know they don't like what he's saying here. Because they don't, they want the FBI to be able to get President Trump on anything. And that's part of the reason why I was like, well, wait a minute. And it's like all starting to come together. The FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, and then they end up taking his passports too, and they took some other stuff that wasn't even part of the subpoena. So what were they looking for? They're looking for, the way I see it, they're looking for information, documentation that shows the corruption in the FBI. And they wanted to get those documents from President Trump.
If that's the history, then the level of sort of trust is absolutely zero. And if the president had documents that cleared his name and the FBI said, we'd like them back, and he gives them back, is he ever going to see him again? Or are they going to disappear? I think that may be one of the cases, one of the points they try and make here as they go forward. Does it justify this from a legal standpoint? No. Does it maybe explain the facts and the circumstance? Possibly.
You hear that? You hear that? That's exact. That, I don't. So you have to. You have. You tell me. Are you getting the same thing out of that too? Right. And that was like really starting to come together. Why would the FBI do this? They've never done any other president like this in the history of this nation. But they did President Trump this way, right? They were spying on him in 2016. All that came out, the fake dossier. We've all heard it over and over. And now it's starting to click. That's the reason why they did this. Because they want to go after him. And then on top of that, why in the world would they want to silence a whistleblower? Come on now. Think about it. And to my understanding, a whistleblower is protected under federal law. The whistleblower is protected. But you have the head right now trying to tell FBI agents, you better not whistleblow the corruption that's going on. Listen to this powerful interview that was on Sean Hannity. Wow.
Right now, who are good, honest people in government, and they can't believe what this administration's doing. And you bet Merrick Garland and his corrupt leadership at DOJ is telling these people, you sit down and shut up. He's basically threatening them. And listen, these folks, whistleblowers, are protected under federal law. They are explicitly protected. And what we see is, once again, the Biden team saying, no, we're not going to abide by the law if it doesn't suit us. And they're trying to squelch these whistleblowers. They're trying to shut it down so they can continue to abuse our criminal justice system and abuse these institutions.
Well, let me ask you that.
You see that? So the last video I just showed you where it started clicking all together. And this is, that came to my mind that the FBI wanted to get the documents that would show the corruption of them from President Trump because they wanted those documents back, right? Right? If they didn't have them before, if the FBI didn't have them before, they wanted to get them back. You can't get something back you didn't have before. See, it's all starting to come together. It's all starting to come to light. Listen.
Own political gain. It's wrong.
Are these whistleblowers talking about people within the FBI protecting the Biden family? And more specifically, Hunter Biden and the information on his laptop.
The Biden crime family.
Are these whistleblowers also talking about the large extent of investigations into parents that speak out at school board meetings?
Parents are considered to be domestic terrorists now. It's sickening.
Are these whistleblowers out there talking about how if it's anything Donald Trump there's a separate system of justice in the Department of Justice? Are they saying those things?
Listen to this.
I think we're seeing all of the above, Sean. And I can just tell you from the whistleblowers that I've seen from Senator Grassley, who have come to him about how the FBI is being abused, how this Justice Department is using it to go after Trump, how they're using it to try to shield Hunter Biden. We've had whistleblowers come forward and say the Biden administration lied about the Afghan refugees, that we actually have hundreds of potential terrorists in this country because they didn't vet the Afghan refugees. They brought them into the country and just released them. We've had whistleblowers come forward about how DHS lied about the disinformation board. It's across the board, Sean. I mean, we're seeing this in all the different agencies. And the consistent theme is the Biden people are abusing the law, they're abusing the procedures, and they're doing it to go after their political opponents. They're doing it to try to cover their own tracks, and it's wrong.
I mean, are you hearing this? You're hearing this. This is so, it's like it's all coming together. It's all coming to light, right? The FBI, the corruption in the FBI, and there's people that are good men and women in the FBI, and I've been screaming this ever since, that need to come out, speak up, and do the right thing, stand by these whistleblowers, and if you know information, you need to join them. Y'all need to join them. They can fix this.
Do you think Director Wray, the FBI, and do you think the Attorney General are up to their job?
No.
Neither of them are. Both of them should go. They should both have resigned a long time ago. They should have been fired. And as to the Attorney General, I believe that he should be removed if he will not step down.
Should be removed. All of them should be removed. The corruption, the level of corruption. And that's the most interesting thing here is that this corruption is so bad, it's so high, and it's like we're just supposed to like ignore all of it, right? We're just supposed to ignore it all. And again, you know, I point this out a lot. They make up lies about President Trump, and then they want all of us to believe the lies. Like I've been saying all night. People say stuff, and they say these lies, and they want us to believe it. They tell us what they want us to believe. But then when we get, and like President Trump, they say President Trump had nuclear codes. They didn't know what he had. And then they talk about the documents, right? The folders, they say top secret on the folders, and there's nothing in the folders because they were empty. You hear me? They were empty. And now they're trying to say that President Trump did something with the documents that were in these empty folders. And then in the picture, if y'all remember, there was the box had a whole bunch of other empty folders inside the box, meaning that if President Trump ever wanted to get something classified, he had a special folder already for it. But they're trying to say that he took stuff out of it. Y'all remember the day they raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? CNN. I did a video on it because I caught it. I don't think anybody else talked about it. I didn't see not a single other video or anything on it. I caught it. CNN was saying that President Trump was trying to flush evidence down the toilet while they were raiding his home in Florida. I flipped over to MSDNC and even ABC and even Fox, and they were showing President Trump in New York at the time. They said President Trump was watching it on the computer while they were raiding the home because they didn't turn off the cameras. The point is, they were lying. They were lying, and they wanted that to be the story. They wanted to push that out there saying that President Trump was flushing evidence down the toilet. Do y'all remember that? Now, I'm pretty sure I would imagine somebody else had to catch it, but I didn't see anybody else talking about it. But what's really interesting is that when Hillary Rodham Clinton did it, even MSDNC was talking about her having a sensitive, secure, top classified information. Even some members of Congress couldn't even see it because it was so classified. Listen to this.
Spokesman for Hillary Clinton tonight is defending her use of her personal email account. He says the former secretary has been complying with, quote, both the letter and the spirit of the rules. Mrs. Clinton, of course, stepped down from the State Department 2 years ago. Her advisors now have reportedly begun a process of reviewing her papers as Secretary of State to decide what they're going to release publicly. They've turned over 55,000 pages of email to the State Department. Mrs. Clinton.
And that's not the 30,000 that she deleted, though. Remember the 30,000 and the blackberries that she destroyed?
Clinton is now widely expected to be running for president, and she is widely expected to win the Democratic nomination for president if she runs for it. In which case, of course, those emails would take on new significance.
Y'all remember that, right? Y'all remember that? See, this is an old video. This is an old video. Even MSDNC was talking about how bad this information was, right? And it was actually true that she did this, that she had the private server in her bathroom serving out emails to other various parts of the world, and were posted like, oh, well, that's just Hillary Clinton. And she wasn't president. That's their excuse. Well, she wasn't president. Again, she had security information on that server that was so secure that some members of Congress could not even view it because they didn't have clearance. And she had the nerve, the audacity, and she goes on The View, and I would show it to you, but every time I show The View here, because they penalize me. Oh, you can't show The View? Because they're a talk show. Can't show The View. But anyway, she goes on The View and she literally lies, saying that at no point should anyone have these kind of documents at a clubhouse. But she had them on a server. What a bunch of... Let's talk about your children. You know, the Democrats, they have done so much to destroy the minds of children in our country. And they're not letting up either. You remember doing the plan, Dimmick, that so many kids were out of school. And it was just like, was it a year? You know, I don't even think it wasn't even a full year they had everything shut down, or maybe close to a year. But anyways, kids were out of school. They weren't going to school. They were not getting educated like they should have been. It was like a whole year off. Well, now they're saying in order for kids to catch back up to where they left off when the kids were already behind, according to the rest of the world, for the most part, right? For, you know, civilized nations. The kids here were already behind, and now they're saying that they're 5 years behind. So a kid that's in the 10th grade this year has the reading and the math skills of a fifth grade. You understand what I'm telling you? And they don't want to go to the root cause of the issue. Listen to this. This was on the Communist News Network talking about the educational level of the children in the United States of America and how far behind we are as a nation.
How can you measure that achievement gap and how long it will take to come back from it?
Yeah, so they do some testing, and they do this quite frequently. This is a quite reliable testing. You can see it right here. Where's our source? And take a look at the years that it'll take to catch up from pandemic learning losses. And we go by grade. This is their grade back in the spring of 2019, kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. In reading, look at how many years the estimate is right now based upon what we've already gained back. 5 years in kindergarten, 1 to 2 who start off in first, 3 to 5, 3 to 5, 5 plus, 5 plus. You go to math, it's basically the same thing. 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years, 1 to 2, 5 plus, 5 plus. There's just a lot of learning that was lost, unfortunately, during the pandemic, and it's going to take a lot of years to get it back.
Okay, so my question is, What do you think should be done to prevent that from happening again? Because if it happens again, it's already 5 years behind. It happens again. I mean, 10 years? Can the nation have our youth be 10 years behind the rest of the world? They're literally plunging us into a third world nation. And you know,
China.
You know, China's happy about it. China doesn't want us to be on top. And throughout the history, other various nations have been, you know, the greatest power on the earth. And they rose up. They came up to the top of the mountain. And they were number one. United States of America has been there. They've been the longest one thus far. And now you even have people with inside of the country, our own nation, wanting to make the difference and take us down.
Explain one more time how you came up with this number. What you've done is you've taken the most recent round of testing
after the pandemic, after they've been back, to see how much they gained back from when they were gone?
Correct. That's exactly what we did. And we compared it to essentially a baseline of performance prior to the pandemic. And we can see, wait a minute, you know, you did that reporting last week, which showed that the testing, they just, the score drop was so large, and essentially saying, how long is it going to be back until we can get those scores back to where they were based upon where we were prior to the pandemic?
And they were already low. They were already low. And how do we get them back to that? So this is devastating. This is devastating because we're talking about the youth that's going to become doctors, should become doctors, should become lawyers, should become politicians, should become teachers, should become jet fighters, right? Should become, you know, generals, officers, sergeants, should become. But they're dumbing down our children. And this was by design. This was by design. And so many people still think it wasn't. So many people still think it was, you know, hey, well, you know, this just happened. This never happened in the world before. We could have prevented our children from falling like this. We could have, but they didn't want to. They wanted the children to be in this situation. They lie, just like this one here. This is a Democrat, and I think it's in, if I'm not mistaken, his name is Tom in New Jersey, and he's talking to his constituents, and he's telling them that about the jobs, how they brought more jobs and how they kept the businesses open. Literally lying. Listen to this.
Successful at is saving all those jobs and rescuing almost all of those businesses, right? So we now have the lowest unemployment.
It's a lie.
And someone calling them out on it, saying it's a lie. It's a lie. Listen.
I lost my business. Please don't lie.
I said almost. Almost.
And he said most. You hear this? Most. No, they did this on purpose to the American people.
The price lines were closed down, and the president sold oil to China.
We've been selling oil to China for the last 20 years.
Yeah, in this crisis, he shouldn't be doing that.
It doesn't actually make a difference to the price of gas.
You hear that? And the gentleman that was in the audience there said that we should not be selling oil to China. And he said, we've been selling oil to China for 20 years. And he said, during a crisis, we should not be selling oil to China.
China.
During a crisis. And he said, us not selling oil to China is not going to change the price of gas. They depleted our national reserves, right? They depleted it. And then they still turn around and they sell the oil to China instead of, hey, allowing American people to have access to our own oil, to our own resources. China could just get them from Russia. They literally could. But China's like draining us because of China Joe. China Joe want to make sure that we fall. All right. I want to thank everyone for being with me this evening. I know it's Friday, and I apologize again for coming on late. I actually went to church this evening. I went to a church service, and that's the reason why I'm late. So I apologize. But thank you, everybody, for being with me. Thank you so much for sharing this video with everybody, please. Thank you so much. Hey, let me say thank you to Nicole for the Cash App. Thank you so much, Nicole. I really do appreciate it. And Michelle, thank you so much. And Diana, Chuck, thank you so much. Nancy, thank you. Scott, thank you so much. Dana, thank you. And these are all stars, everybody. I'm talking about Al's, I think that's how you say it. Thank you so much for the stars as well. I think so. Is it AI or is it AIS? I'm not sure. But anyways, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for the blessings. Also, please, if you haven't already, go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter on uniteamericafirst.com. And at the same time, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get a link to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. I really appreciate it. God bless everyone. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. See you on the flip side. Reality check. Yes.